T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A robbery on Chicago's South Side leads to a shootout.
Two men robbed 43-year-old Derek Golston at gunpoint and proceeded to rob a nearby business on East 112th Place. Golston was a concealed carry permit holder and pulled out his own gun to confront the robbers. The shootout left Golston and one of the robbers, 18-year-old Carlos Smith, dead. Police say a 51-year-old bystander was also shot. The second robber fled the scene and is not in custody. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Illinois lawmakers will consider legislation this fall which would outlaw flavored vaping products to ban electronic cigarette use in indoor public spaces. The Tribune reports Democratic State Representative Deb Conroy sponsors the bill, saying it has become a national health crisis. Federal health officials say more than 500 people have been diagnosed with vaping-related breathing illnesses. Though the cause remains unknown, 8 deaths have been reported, including one in Illinois. New York and Michigan have already approved bans on flavored e-cigarettes. Governor Pritzker says he supports a ban. Lawmakers' fall session starts next month. Conroy says the concern is particularly geared toward young people. A committee hearing on the proposal legislation is planned for tomorrow in Chicago. Young students who have studied the issue are expected to testify. This is the final weekend of racing at Arlington International Racecourse, and racing fans are left wondering if they'll be back next year.
Arlington could have added over 1,000 gaming positions under the expanded gaming bill passed earlier this year. But Arlington parent company Churchill Downs passed on applying for a casino license, throwing the future of the racetrack in doubt. Churchill Downs says it will keep Arlington open through 2021. Even so, the Daily Herald reports the Illinois Racing Board is threatening to withhold racing dates for 2020 unless Churchill Downs discusses concrete plans regarding Arlington's future. Churchill Downs owns the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines and is interested in opening a casino in Waukegan. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Two family members are dead in a stabbing and fire incident in Indian Head Park.
Indian Head Park police say an adult son stabbed his father and mother in their home in the 6500 block of Cochise Drive Saturday morning. His mother was able to flee to a neighbor's home and survived. The son then set fire to the home. His father was removed from the home by police and was declared dead. After the fire was extinguished, the son was found dead in a second floor bedroom. A family member says the son had suffered from mental issues in the past. Jackie Swike, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
This man is 25 years old and facing felony charges for what he allegedly did while with his last employer.
Police say he used a city credit card to buy items claiming they were for the city of Gary and then sold the stuff to pawn shops, pocketing the money, allegedly using it for partying with friends and paying bills. Now Dante Pickett of Merrillville is charged with corrupt business influence and official misconduct. The Northwest Indiana Times says the 25-year-old was a clerk in the parts department at Gary's Transit Authority, and before being charged this past week, he was already facing charges in a separate case. In March, Pickett was charged with felony theft and forgery in connection with his job. The Gary Public Transit Corporation fired him in February. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The family of a 53-year-old woman fatally struck by a vehicle last week in a Deerfield parking lot has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the alleged driver. The woman had just picked up a cake for her daughter's birthday when she was struck in the bakery parking lot on Waukegan Road. The driver of the vehicle, a 68-year-old man, was arrested at the scene. Police say he's cooperating with their investigation and has yet to be charged. The lawsuit says that the driver failed to keep a safe and proper lookout for pedestrians, failed to avoid striking the pedestrian, and failed to stop his vehicle after striking the woman, dragging her underneath it. That's news. I'm Dave Marcet.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.